Good evening. That was a joy to hear those men singing. There's something about the older men, or maybe younger older men's voices. That is just glorious. So, what a joy to be here this weekend and to be challenged as families and fathers to lead. As J. Mark explained so well in his opening, there is an immense assault against fatherhood, against families, really for the souls of our children. And this is, I think, the reason Scripture often uses warfare imagery to illustrate the spiritual battle we're in. For example, Apostle Peter writes in 1 Peter 5:8-11, "Be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour." That's sober. The devil is seeking to devour not only us, right, but also our children, our young people. Are we standing and fighting? Verse 9, "Resist him firm in your faith." This is exactly what J. Mark called us to yesterday, to defend the purity, not only of our own lives, but the gospel. So resist him firm in your faith, knowing that the same kinds of sufferings are being experienced by your brotherhood throughout the world. And after you've suffered a while, here's the encouragement. After you suffer a while, the God of all grace, who's called you to his eternal glory in Christ Jesus, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. To him be the dominion forever and ever. Amen. Wow. Praise the Lord that God is the God of all grace. And he is on our side in this immense spiritual battle. So as we fight for our families, as we stand for the faith, as we defend the gospel, our goal and purpose at EBI is to come alongside the church and the families to help equip our young people to defend and advance the gospel of Christ. So this really is our goal at EBI. Our goal, is to inspire our students to true discipleship by humble submission to the gospel, the word, and the local church. And we are convinced from the promises of God and his word that if a person understands and embraces the gospel, and if he humbly submits to God's word and humbly submits to the local church, he or she will be fully equipped to live and to win this incessant battle against the world and against the devil and against our fallen flesh. And he will be equipped to live a faithful life of someone who points others to Christ, who alone is the way to salvation. So a little bit about what's happening here at EBI. We just completed our three-week second term last week, and we also had a very good fall term. It's our 15-week term. It's our longest term. Both were record attendance, so we're praising the Lord for that. And as always, again, it's exciting to watch God work through the teaching of his word, hearing students' testimonies of how their time in the word transformed and sanctified them. That's always encouraging. How their time at EBI, they learn to understand who God is better and to understand the gospel and to grow in Christ-likeness, to be equipped to serve. Hearing these testimonies are always so encouraging. And so I always like having a student come up and share their testimony. Friedrich Mullick, yesterday I saw that he's here. He was a student here fall term. So I asked him to come on up, brother, to share a little bit about how God used his time. He was here fall term. This past fall term, so I asked him to share. He is actually the son to Tom Mollett that shared his testimony this afternoon. So David R. talked about the mercies that God shows us from generation to generation. I think example of that. So, all right, go ahead, brother.
All right, well, I'm not very prepared to share tonight. He wasn't giving me too much of a heads up. So I did find out more than an hour before this, so there is that. One of the hardest questions to answer is, what did you learn at Bible school? It's so hard to put into words what you learned. I learned so many new concepts, so many new ideas and ways to think, how to study the Bible. I took a class to learn how to study Greek. I can read Greek and use Greek in my Bible studies now. I can do word studies. There's so many things that come out of just 15 weeks of Bible study, intense Bible study, and that's what it is. It's a very in-depth, very, very guided, very structured atmosphere, and it's very easy to dive deep into your studies and to dig deep and to find new things that you never noticed before. I went to Bible school kind of as a requirement. I knew I should go. I really kind of didn't want to. But, you know, 4 or 5 weeks in, I realized this is a really good thing, and I'm really glad that I came. I even signed up for the choir, even though I'm probably about tone deaf, if anybody that knows me can testify to that. So there is that. I knew what I believed, but didn't know why I believed it. And a lot of the classes that I took gave me the understanding and the background and the basis to defend my faith to people that I come into contact with. I know now how I can tell someone what the Bible says is true, how I can explain to someone who may not believe what Jesus taught and why that is true and why that is so important to each one of our lives. And so I can't encourage you enough to send your young people. I can't encourage the young people that are here enough to go. Please go. It is a very good thing. And I know terms fill up fast, so you need to maybe plan ahead a little more than you would normally. But there's so much emphasis on the Bible there. And I've learned so many new ways that the Bible connects to itself, how it explains new and often difficult to understand passages in a new way that as you read more and more passages of Scripture and things like that. So that's kind of what I have to share. I don't really know what else I can say in order to get you to go rather than packing you up and taking you up there myself. So if anyone has any questions about it, I'm more than happy to talk about it. You can see me in the back afterwards. Thank you.
Amen. Thanks for that advertisement, brother. So, it was just a blessing to get to know Friedrich there. And I remember the one chapel he shared. We get students to share chapels on Revelation 3, you know, the Laodicean church, where we are naked and blind and destitute and wretched and don't know it. And just how he applied that to his life. That was a very good chapel. So thank you for that, brother. We are also looking forward to third term that's starting here Monday. It is a full term, 6-week term. So very excited that is full. Fourth term then, the ladies' dorm is full, but we have room for a couple guys. So if you know someone, a young man that could benefit, as we all could, from God's word, tap them on the shoulder. It is amazing how a lot of our students, I would say the primary, most of our students come because someone took interest in their life and tapped on the shoulder and said, hey, have you considered EBI? Have you considered Bible school? So if you know someone, let them know. There's a couple more spots there. Also, another thing that we do in the fall is our pastoral seminars. Leon Martin, J. Mark Horse, Clyde Byler, Paul Emerson teach these seminars. And they do a great job with it. And I think as pastors, as leaders, we know the importance of continuing to learn and grow and to be equipped to serve in the church. And these seminars are a great opportunity to accomplish that. I know we're all busy, but I would challenge you to take advantage of that if you haven't already, of those seminars. And Dale Mast was there this past fall, and I told him to share a little bit about the seminars and told him to go ahead and just... advertise it, see if you can get some more guys to come. He also came with his co-pastor, and I think that was a really good thing, bringing him along. So, Brother Dale, I should maybe here show you the seminars that are coming up here for this next year.
I knew this afternoon I should have turned my phone off. I won't share with you the text I got, but I knew I was being set up the minute I saw it. But I am happy to share with you a little bit of my experience at the Essentials of Pastoral Leadership seminar. And I'm warning you students out there, I'm not willing to be critiqued tonight. My notes are all over the place, so you know who you are. One of the first things that Brother Leon asked is, what are your expectations for your week here? And I think I threw him off a little bit when I looked at him and said I didn't have any. And he looked at me stunned for just a moment, and then I explained why I was there. I'm a firm believer that if we as older pastors are going to mentor our young men, we need to stop sending them and we need to start taking them. If we don't have the time to invest in them, how can we expect them to take the time to go? And if we want to see improvement in our leadership, and as we want to bring young men onto our teams and mentor them, the relationship that we build in that time is the best thing we can do. One of the things that I heard a couple times, there were two of us lead pastors there with young pastors. Brother Galen was there, and he brought one of his young men. One of the things that I heard over and over and over was, I'm jealous of Harley and Jalen. I wish my senior pastor would have come along. And we didn't do any. We had to do the same assignments they did. We got critiqued just like they did. I remember the first night I looked at the homework assignment and I thought to myself, I just messed up. But you know, all of us develop bad habits. All of us develop things in our preaching, our teaching, that we need to work on. For me, it was valuable. Not only for myself, but it was valuable to me to see these young guys who were really, they want to learn. They wanted to learn how to do this. And I want to encourage all of you, don't send them, take them. If they can't afford it, go to your church and say, look, if you want better pastors, you're going to have to invest. I believe it is an investment. I'm not going to be critical of the generation before me. I think they did the best they knew how to do. But I think we can do it better by teaching. Paul took John Mark. He took Barnabas. He didn't send them off into those missionary journeys. He took them. And he let them watch him do leadership. He let them watch him do that. One very famous phrase that you will hear. This is going to be fun. We tacked on to that for you. When Brother Leon said that, we knew we were in trouble. We're going to learn a lot. You're going to be stretched. We knew we were in for a big one then. And he was going to enjoy it. Most of the time, we did too. I will say that it was a very good week. We had very good interaction with the students. One evening, the guys came to us and said, hey, could we just sit and talk with you guys and get some input from you as students? How do we relate when we go home? How do we relate to our pastors? What do you see as some of the needs that you have? It was really good for me. I'm a couple years from retirement, and I thought, I'll go with Harley. I'll take him. But I learned as much as he did. And I really did enjoy it. You'll learn things like studying methods to make sermon preparation easier and more effective, creating a sermon outline that's understandable and more effective, sermon delivery that encourages people to listen intently, how to encourage people who have experienced grief and loss, what to say and what not to say when offering consolation, conflict resolution, time management, dynamics of team ministry. And every one of those are things that all of us can use and improve. And I definitely recommend it.
Thank you, brother. Amen. I think if you go and take the seminar, I don't think you will be disappointed. The calling as pastors is, I'd say, the highest calling there is. And you think about how much we invest in training and continuing education in our secular businesses. Are we doing that as we pass to the church? And so It is an opportunity, so thank you for that. And also, we love when the pastors come in. Fall term is a smaller term, and to interact with the young men there is just a really good thing. So you have the dates there for next year. On the financial side with EBI, we've been tremendously blessed the last few years. Because of good attendance at EBI, we've ended with a very good cushion in our general fund the last number of years. And also, thank you to everyone that's given to our capital fund. We've done a couple things here, just the smaller projects this last year. We've got some new doors put in, very nice doors, probably $30,000, $40,000 worth of doors and hookups and stuff, but we got it for around, I think, maybe $5,000 or $6,000 because of Ed Martin. So huge, huge blessing. Also, we redid the music room. There's a before and after picture. It was actually a youth group that did a bunch of that work from Cornerstone. So if you have youth groups that want to come over this summer, it's can be a tremendous blessing. And also the cafeteria, we just started on the one side there. That's what it looked like before, and put those windows in. That's a sunrise, by the way. So Indiana is known for something fairly impressive there, sunrises. So some of our projects. And we are looking forward to this coming May, our kitchen renovation, our cafeteria area. This is a big project for us. It's going to cost us probably a little over $300,000. The longer we wait, the more it costs. So, but because of the giving to the capital fund and also our thrift store, that is, again, a side entity, it's run a separate nonprofit, but they give their proceeds to EBI, we have essentially about what we need to cover it, maybe a little bit more we could use. So we've been tremendously blessed. We're not quite where MTC is, that we don't need any money. So if you were going to give it to the MTC, just give it to us. We'll take it. But no, we have been seriously blessed. God truly has supplied all of our needs according to his riches in glory. And if God gives us according to his riches, that's a lot. He owns everything. So we have been very, very blessed financially. So that's just a little layout of our kitchen. We're hoping again to do it this May and then be ready for you guys the next year if we do the MEW at EBI. I also appreciate how Joel stressed that the primary thing in ministry is that we need is your prayers. We covet your prayers. One thing we keep seeing over and over again is the reality that unless God works, unless God builds a house, our work is in vain. So we need your prayers. And something we've done this year and we hope to continue doing is with anyone that is a pastor or a family or a reference, if you fill out a reference for a student, we send a link that you can be part of a WhatsApp group and get prayer requests. And so you can specifically pray for the students while they're at EBI. So don't forget about your students when you send them. Pray for them. So again, thank you for your support and prayers. We need your prayers. We are in a tremendous battle. This is a battle for people's eternal souls. So our young people are in a fight for their eternal life. So please, please remember to pray for young people. Pray for them as they're at EBI learning God's word, that they would trust in it and believe in it and follow it. So we need your prayers. Without God, we can do nothing. So thank you again for your prayers and support.